Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we have a Millennial Music Chat with Gina Cecilia.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey there, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyle Thursday for Millennial Money. Gina Cecilia is not your ordinary singer living in Nashville. She may just have one of the biggest voices that you've heard in a long time. In fact, this singer with a blues-soaked booming voice hails from the great music city of Philadelphia, following in the footsteps of other Philly greats like Pink, Diplo, and Questlove. The move from Philly to Nashville and some personal struggles along the way inspired Cecilia to write and record her upcoming seventh album, Tug of War, which drops June 2nd, but it can be pre-ordered right now wherever you get your own music. This album is full of tenderly hearted, exposing lyrics with combined and beautifully achy vocals. I actually love this one. It's bluesy, yet really personal, and I think you're really going to dig it. If you've never heard of Gina Cecilia, you're in for a real treat for this one. So I would check out our interview and check out her album as well. So enjoy our conversation with this very talented singer as we chat about her new album, Tug of War, the music talent that lives in Nashville these days, and how she loves taking a long drive while listening to 50s classic music on Sirius XM radio.
All life is doing its damage.
So last night I listened to your new album in preparation for this interview, and I was really struck by your big and sultry voice. I was really taken aback how cool and old school your voice sounds. Where did that voice actually come from?
Oh, well, I've just tried to develop my own sound through years of singing. I have been singing for as long as I can remember. I don't remember a time in my life when I wasn't singing, when it wasn't a part of my life. It's always been my passion. It's always been a part of me and what I've wanted to do with my life. Mm-hmm. So it's just such a passion that I grew up just constantly singing around the house or with my favorite singers, my favorite albums. It's just something I couldn't stop myself from doing. So I think over the years, I really worked on developing my own sound and tried to have a unique voice and emulated a lot of my favorite singers and kind of just really just picked up things that I heard in music and all kinds of music. And so just from singing.
Right. It's like something natural, but then also people that sort of influence you as well too.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you come from Philadelphia and which has a really great musical history there. Who were you listening to growing up that made you want to kind of get into singing?
Well, I was exposed to so many different kinds of music growing up. Of course, pop music and a lot of Italian music. My dad is from Italy.
Okay.
So he played a lot of Italian music for me and my brother and sister when we were growing up. And also a lot of 50s and 60s music, a lot of doo-wop. Mm-hmm. And some of the 60s girl groups like the Shirelles and the Ronettes and people like Dionne and the Belmonts and Leslie Gore and just a lot of that great music. And when I was around 13 or 14 years old, I kind of made the transition into listening and singing and writing blues, soul, and R&B. So there's a lot of influences there for sure.
Right. Right. And yeah, I mean, and you could kind of hear a lot of that, those kind of influences in your music too.
Yeah, they're definitely there. I'm influenced by everything I hear. You know, I've always tried to stay open and not limit myself to one genre or one style of writing or one style of music. I love all music. So my music has been marketed and labeled as blues, but I'm really try to stay open and not close myself off to anything.
Sure. It's like
love almost
kind of like a different kind of blues or soul music.
Yeah. Yeah. I've tried to create my own thing. That's kind of a combination of all the different kinds of music that I love.
Right, right. But still, you also have a really interesting story about how you got into playing music professionally. Like, mm-hmm. you had a different route in college. Tell me about that and what made you actually start, you know, wanted to actually become a professional singer.
Well, I knew from a very early age that I was going to be a professional singer, or at least I wanted to be a professional singer. I remember when I was 8 years old, I used to brag to my brother and sister that I was going to go on world tour someday. And I just, that was what I always wanted to do was my passion. But when I got into college for a split second, I was a broadcast journalism major. Okay. And, you know, I've always been a hard worker and pretty disciplined and really focused and driven. And whatever it is that I'm doing, I put 100% into it, or I try to.
Yeah.
And so I majored in journalism and I got really into it. I mean, I love writing and I loved the idea of working in broadcast journalism. I interned at NBC 10 in Philadelphia. Uh-huh. I interned at a couple radio stations, WOGL 98.1, Oldies 98.1, the Oldies station in Philadelphia. I interned at WXPN in Philadelphia, which is a great radio station. And I wrote for the newspaper at my college, Temple University. Mm-hmm. So I was really involved, and I really loved it. I really enjoyed it, and I really thrived living in Philadelphia and going to school there. There were so many opportunities. So I did consider it for a split second, but I did get the internship at NBC 10, and I did kind of realize while I was there that it wasn't my passion. And at the same time, I had formed a band and I was writing a lot of songs and booking gigs. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of realized that after all, music is really the direction that I wanted to take. I was right when I was a little girl. That's what I wanted to do.
Right.
But I had a little moment there where I considered journalism.
You don't want to get into that. There are a bunch of hacks that do that.
I picked a hard business in the music industry.
Yeah, exactly.
Journalism would have probably been equally as hard. So I never made it easy on myself.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Right, right. But you also released your first album while you were still in college?
Yeah, when I was still in college, I recorded my first CD during my junior year of college, and released it during my senior year. So, and signed my first record deal during my senior year of college. So I was busy. I was doing a lot.
That's a little bit to take on.
It was a lot to take on. I was writing 30-page papers and trying to finish my degree, and then booking gigs and writing and working on releasing an album and booking tours. And so I was doing a lot. I was busy, but I was always focused, and it was a good, really good time in my life.
Well, in the last few years, you've actually moved to Nashville from Philadelphia. What made you want to make the jump to there?
Well, I kind of needed a change of scenery, and this was sort of just the place. I really loved, of course, that it was a music town, and I'd be surrounded by so many musicians and so much live music, which I love, and so many great songwriters and opportunities to work with other artists. So that really appealed to me. And it's just such a cool city. Yeah. You know, and it's changed a lot even since I moved here 3.5 years ago. It's grown so much.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the it city now, which is good and bad. But
right, exactly.
But I just decided to move here just to change of scenery and to kind of get inspired all over again. And it definitely worked. The new surroundings and new people I met and new relationships and really kind of motivated me and inspired me to kind of keep on going. And it was definitely a positive thing. So it's been 3.5 years now. And
well, and also Nashville.
Never looked back.
Nashville is also such a growing, like you said, too. But the music scene is totally different now. It's not just country music. So there's so much to be influenced by and see and stuff and to work with people.
Yes, there's so many different kinds of music here, and it's not just country. That's definitely a misconception about Nashville. It's definitely not. There is a lot of country, but which is great. I love country music. Mm-hmm. I love traditional country music. I'm not, but there's all kinds of music here. There's jazz. There's hip hop. Yeah. There's a huge Americana scene, of course, and rock and pop music, and there's a little blues scene also. So bluegrass, of course, and singer songwriters, and everyone's really motivated and kind of working towards the same thing. So it's a great place to network and to meet people. And I've formed some really good relationships here. So it's been a positive thing for me.
Well, tell us about your new album, Tug of War, that's out in June. What were you trying to say with this album?
Well, you know, since in the 3.5 years since I did leave Philadelphia and I moved to Nashville, I went through a lot of personal changes and professional changes, and just the change of moving from the place I lived my whole life to a place where I didn't know anybody. And that was a big change for me. I went through a lot in a short period of time. And, you know, just like, and it's part of life. There's ups and downs. And it just seems like over the past 3.5 years, there was a lot of that, a lot of ups and downs. Something good would happen, and then I'd get pulled back into something negative and just, but I learned a lot from my bad experiences, and I got songs out of them, which I think is the best part of all. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the songs on the album are about kind of the good things. It's kind of the balance of good and bad in life. It's kind of like a tug of war. Something good happens and then you get pulled back into something negative. But, so that's really what the album is about. What I've been going through over the past few years during this big change in my life and everything that's been going on. A lot of it's sad, but some of it's happy too. So,
right. Well, and one of the songs on there, The Damaging Me, feels like a very personal song. What was your writing process in that, in when you're creating that song?
Well, you know, I was really kind of thinking, before I wrote the song that maybe this is too depressing, but even if you have a lot of good things that are happening in your life, I felt like from the bad things that happened, you know, you can move on and you can heal and you can get over it, but you're kind of left a little bit damaged and scarred by things that happened to you. Mm-hmm. And even if you do move on with your life, and that's what the song is about, that, and it's about the back and forth too, between the good and bad. And even when you're experiencing something great, you still feel damaged from things that have happened in the past. So that's what Damaging Me is about. All life is doing is damaging me. So,
right.
I did feel that way at the time when I was writing that.
right. Well, I was also pleasantly surprised when I was kind of looking through the album and you have a cover of the He Called Me Baby Patsy Cline made, and Tell Him, that really great 60s classic, and also a Beatles hit, All My Loving. Why did you want to put your own spin on these tunes?
Well, I love all of those songs, and I really wanted to do All My Loving, which was such a beautiful melody, and I wanted to slow it down and kind of turn it into a soul ballad, and I'm really proud of that version. I loved recording it. I love singing that song, and I think we got something cool out of it. It was produced by Dave Darling in Los Angeles, and Tell Him actually has some personal meaning to me. When I was a very, very little girl, and I have memories of singing that song in the bathtub, and it's a song that I always wanted to record. And He Called Me Baby is just such a great soulful song. It was also recorded by Candy Staton. And it's a song I had been wanting to do for a long time. So I'm glad that I got to do those songs.
Well, I think it's good, too. It feels like they match within the songs that you were kind of created on your own as well, too.
Yeah, because I think, you know, He Called Me Baby is kind of about, it's about loss and and Tell Him is also about, it's not about love, it's about happiness. Tell Him is about happiness and love and being happy.
Right.
And, or it's for, to a certain extent, well, it's not about being happy, but it's a more positive song. Tell Him is a more positive song. Let's say that. So, and All My Loving is maybe a little bit more somber, especially the way that I did it. So sure. it's definitely, again, the balance between happy and sad.
Right, right.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
Well, speaking of the Beatles, your album title, is that a little homage to Paul McCartney's 80s tug of war album?
You know, it is. It was not originally.
It was not, but yeah.
But he does have an album called Tug of War. And it's actually, Tug of War is a lyric in one of the songs on the album, which is called Never Gonna End, which I actually wrote. It's not really a political song, but it's sort of a song I wrote about my observations of everything that's been going on. Mm. Sort of politically,
sure.
Over the past few years, and it was inspired by. I wrote it in 2015, and it was inspired by the debate that was going on about the Confederate flag in 2015, and after the church shooting in South Carolina, so that's and kind of the arguments that I was seeing on social media and how we were becoming so divided.
Sure.
And that's really what that song is about. A lot of people will hear it and they think it's a he said, she said kind of song, but it's actually kind of about what's been going on. And I think I wrote it in 2015, but I think it's more relevant than ever now because of
right.
We're even more divided now. We're becoming more and more divided. So
right, exactly.
So Tug of War came from, it's a lyric from that song.
Right. Well, you repurposed it, you know.
Yes, yes. And I thought Tug of War... Tug of War would be an appropriate name for the album because there's kind of both ends of the spectrum, happy and sad, good and bad, negative and positive. So
sure. Well, you mentioned about Nashville before. What is living in Nashville kind of brought to this album?
Wow. Well, definitely the inspiration to keep my songwriting going, and that's always been a big part of what I do. I started writing songs when I was 12, and it's always kind of gone hand in hand. And the things that I've experienced from moving to Nashville and living here, and people I have met, and professional relationships that haven't worked out, have really inspired the songs. So that's been the biggest influence. So without going into too much detail, but that's really
right.
My experiences here and living here and things that have happened in Nashville have really been the biggest inspiration behind the songs.
Right. And you're also hitting the road in the next few weeks once the album comes out?
Yes, I'm going to be touring a lot beginning at the end of May. There's going to be about 12 weeks worth of road gigs starting at the end of May. So it's going to be a busy summer, June, July, and August, and September. So I'm going to be in the Northeast for a few weeks. I'm going to be in the Midwest. I'm going to be going out to the West Coast and doing some shows in California, the Southwest. I'm going to be doing a CD release party in Nashville that I'm really excited about on June 4th at the Five Spot. And just some really cool shows coming up. So it's going to be a great summer. I'm looking forward to performing the new music and hopefully selling some copies. And it's always exciting to release a new album and then start touring behind it. So,
well, what's it like to play this album live so far?
It's exciting. It's always exciting when you add new music to the repertoire and you play those songs for the first time and it feels fresh and it's exciting. So I can't wait for everyone to hear the new music, and I think it's going to be a really good, the new music's going to add a lot to the live show. So I'm excited.
Awesome. Well, I have a couple of just quick, random, music questions here. What was one of the best concerts you've ever been to outside of your own, of course?
I love Brandi Carlile. She's a kind of rock and Americana singer songwriter. She's absolutely incredible. I love her music and I love her songs. And it was so exciting to get to see her live for the first time. And I saw her in New Jersey a few years back and it was great. So I love her. She's definitely an inspiration. And also as a live performer, Ruthie Foster is absolutely amazing. I've seen her several times and I'm always blown away. So
what's those are good ones too, because I've always heard I have a friend who absolutely adores Brandi Carlile and I love her music and I haven't seen her live yet, so that's a good one to
great songs
exactly. Which one of your go-to albums on a rainy day?
Well, let me think. This is what I love to do. If I'm driving in my car and it's a rainy day, I could just drive for hours listening to the 50s station on satellite radio. I do that all the time. It's just the 50s and the 60s station, but mostly the 50s station. I love listening to it. And I love the doo-wop and I love that music from that era.
Sometimes that's always
kind of my go-to music. I always kind of go back to it and I kind of fall in love with it all over again.
Well, and sometimes on that station too, I love that music too, but they'll go like really deep cuts too, going, I'm like, wow, I've never even heard that song. It's like,
yeah,
it's not just the regular popular, you know, big ones. And a lot of times it's kind of like, wow, I've never even heard that song.
Yeah. There's some really good stuff. Yeah. So I never get tired of it. I never get tired of the music from that time. So I know I can always go back to it and get inspired by it again and fall in love with it all over again. And it feels really familiar to me. So that's what I tend to go back to.
And my last question here is what was a favorite album you had in high school and what was a favorite album you have today?
I would say one of my favorite albums in middle school and high school was the compilation CD, for starters, that kind of got me into singing blues and soul. It was a compilation that I ordered on an infomercial on TV when I was 13 or 14. It was called Solid Gold Soul.
Okay.
And it had Aretha Franklin and B.B. King and Bobby Bland and Etta James and Jackie Wilson and Irma Thomas and James Carr. And a lot of those artists this is my first time being exposed to those artists, and it really inspired me to want to start singing that music.
Right.
So that was like in middle school. And then when I was in high school, I remember singing nonstop with, singing along nonstop to, The Delta Meets Detroit, which is an Aretha Franklin album.
Okay. Yeah.
And I just sang along nonstop in my bedroom, trying to imitate what she was doing. So my current favorite album though, that's a tough one. How about Tug of War, the new Gina
Cecilia? There you go.
CD.
There you go. I like that. That's a good choice.
I heard it's going to be a good one.
I heard it's going to be a good one, too. And I
second on Blue Line Records, yes.
It is going to be a good one. I listened to it last night. I loved it. So so it comes out June 4th then, right?
June 2nd on Blue Line Records.
June 2nd. Gotcha.
June 2nd. There's going to be a lot of tours. And then the CD release party is in Nashville on June 4th.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
So, yes.
And where can we find your music online then?
Well, right now you can pre-order it, which I hope everyone will do. Pre-ordering is really important for the success of an album. Mm-hmm. So we're pushing that really hard right now, the pre-ordering. You can pre-order on iTunes, or you can pre-order at the Blue Elan Records website, bluealan.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can pre-order the CD there for if you want to get a physical copy. And you can also pre-order it in, as a package with a Tug of War t-shirt. So you can do that there. And it's also on Amazon. So I hope everyone listening will pre-order, because this album's a big deal to me. And I think it's my best one yet. So really proud of it.
My feet ache, my legs shake, but I stand up. My hands are weak, no words to speak, but I stand.